use whatever your horses or mules could pull. You couldn't use the big plows like they do now.
Mm-hmm. What about something a little different from a plow? Maybe it'd break up the ground even finer than a plow.
Well, now, they used to have section harrows, but they didn't. Actually, they used that to break up the ground where it had already been plowed and maybe left over till the grass began to grow. And then they'd get in there with that section harrow and go back in two and pulverize it that way to plant oats or something on.
Mm-hmm. Were there different kinds of harrows besides a section harrow?
Well, yeah, there was the kind that you just hitch one mule to. My husband had one that was all iron, the handles and the teeth and everything. But it was so heavy, he never did use it much. It was just too heavy a thing to use.
What did he call that, do you remember?
No, a gee whiz, I think.
And something that you might use if you're going to chop some logs or to saw some logs, saw some boards, what sort of frame might you put it in? What would you call that?
There's different kind. What my bunch usually used, they called a sawhorse. They would take some lumber and build a thing, you know, like this. And
X-shaped?
Then, yeah. It would stand on the ground, and then you'd lay the log across, put one way out there and one here, you know, put the log across it then and saw it.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see any A-shaped thing? You'd have to use two of them.
Yeah, I don't believe I've ever actually seen any. I've seen pictures of them.
You say you don't know what that was called then?
Mm-mm.
You say you straighten your hair using a comb and a
brush.
And if you were going to use one of these, you'd say you're going to what your hair?
Brush my hair, comb my hair.
Okay.
Come in.
Hey.
Howdy.
You say you'd sharpen a straight razor on a leather.
Well, my husband called it a razor strop.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call the thing you put in a pistol?
A cartridge, is that what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm. And yeah. This is something that children would play on. You'd take a board and fix it on a trestle and it'd go up and down.
Yeah, seesaw.
Any other names for that?
Baby, can you think of any other? I can't.
And if you saw some children playing on one of those, you'd say that they were
seesawing.
Okay. And did you ever hear of taking a board and limber plank and fixing it at both ends, and children would jump up and down on it?
Yeah, I've seen that too, but now I don't know what you'd call that except a dangerous thing to play with. I don't know. Denise, do you know what that would be called? I just don't. A jump board, I guess, is what you'd call it.
Did you have it around this area much?
Well, yeah, the kids did all over the place.
Mm-hmm. What about something that you'd take a board and fix it in the center and it'd turn around and around?
We call that a flying genie.
Okay. And you might take tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat on it and make a
swing.
Okay, what did you carry coal in?
Well, to tell you the truth, we didn't carry coal. My grandmother